Gundry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And with us is from Chatsworth High School, Junior Chatsworth High, who is in a Christian encounter group there on weekends. His name is R.C. Collins, and he is basically, let me just play the song first. This is Britney Spears from her new album entitled Oops, I Did It Again. Let me have R.C. come on. And R.C., can you hear this?
Yeah, Phil, I can hear it. This is supposedly Britney Spears who said that she's saving herself for marriage. Let's listen.
I can't get no satisfaction.
What do you think?
What do I think? I think it's a bad cover of a Rolling Stones song.
No, they listen. Okay, that ain't right.
All right, well, what happened?
Britney Spears made the comment over the weekend, published in some of the press nationally, that she's saving herself for her husband, and she won't get no sex till then. Now, I'm in a Christian encounter group. You can keep playing it. I'm in a Christian encounter group on the weekends, and Mr. Hayes is the moderator of this group. And
now, what is a Christian encounter group? Is that their high school students?
Yes, sir. It's myself and 10 other kids. They tell us in the Christian encounter group that we can't have sex unless we're married. And that's what Britney Spears say she do. Okay?
All right, well, what is wrong with her saying that? In other words,
what's wrong with it? Listen to this song. It's suggestive. She sounds like she's playing with, I mean, listen to that, man. So she's making teenager boys want to have her in a literal way, and she's only going to have the man what she's going to marry. And
okay, well, let's get back to your Christian encounter. So in other words, Britney Spears is turning you on with that song, right?
Yes, sir, and I think that's her intent with all of the teenage guys that listen to it.
Yeah, well, the song is I Can't Get No Satisfaction. And
Jesus! What's that mean? In other words, she can't get no satisfaction, but she tries and she tries. And she,
it's a song that she's singing. It's a part that she's playing. It's probably not her so much as it's a aspect of herself, okay? Now, what about her saying that she's not going to get married, she's not going to have sex with anybody until she gets married?
Well, that, Phil, I think is the hypocrisy of a lot of born-again Christians. Because here's what really drives me nuts. Now, having listened to your last hour, I'm not expecting any brain surgeons to call your show this hour, but I'm hopeful. Because I'm 16, and I want to do the right thing. But if you're not supposed to have sex till you get married, that means you only have sex with the person you get married to, correct?
That would be the point of view, yes. Not that I adhere to it, but
well, I'm just saying, if you don't have it till you're married, that's the person you have sex with, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What if you get divorced? Well, you can't get divorced because that's a sin. So you're supposed to stay married, and that means you only have sex with one person for the rest of your life. The only way you can have sex with more than one person is if your wife dies. So the bitch dies, you can marry
her. Okay, you can call her something else, all right, man? We're not sitting here, we're not hanging with the homeboys now. We're on a radio show.
I'm sorry.
You understand?
Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So your wife dies, you can marry another one. That means tops you can have sex with two people.
Well, wait, what if she dies?
If she dies, now the cops start looking at you for suspicious circumstances of the deaths of the people what you were married to. That's two people are dead, man. You try marrying one more, the police is going to think that
that you killed your spouses.
Yes, sir. So that means in life, according to the Christian doctrine, you can have sex with exactly two people and no more. So that means you're left having sex with big men for the rest of your life in jail if you kill the second one dies. Because
you're going to be going to jail for the what if you didn't murder her? What if
if you didn't murder her, then you get to stay on the outside and not have sex at all.
So you might as well kill her.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, you might as well. At least you get some kind of action, even though it's in the back door area, from a guy instead of from Britney Spears, you know. So what I'm saying, Phil, is in this Christian encounter group that we're in, I asked the guy the question, and he says, yeah, you're supposed to be celibate. And I said, then what about masturbation? And he said, that's a sin. And I'm going, this is brutal. You got to have sex only when you're married. You can only have it with one person. If you divorce her, that's a sin, so you're going to go to hell. If she dies, then you can get married again. That means only two people, and you're not allowed no masturbation. Meanwhile, Britney Spears just hit the streets with Oops, I Did It Again. She's got those tatas, man, bodacious as all get out, looking fine, butt's real nice, and I'm not even supposed to be gripping the pony on Mean Street. So now what am I doing? I'm sitting here looking sad as the day is long, and these Christians don't have no answer for me.
Did you bring all of this up in your Christian encounter group?
Yes, I did. I swear to God, I did.
And what did they say?
They said that that's the way God wants it. For me to be sitting here backed up in blue while Britney Spears is doing the do, she says she can't get no satisfaction.
All right, well, let's not make this all about Britney Spears. It's about you and the fact that you think Christians say you can only get married, you can only have sex with the people that you marry.
That's not what I say they say. That's what... Oh, Jesus.
What happened?
Oh, man, that was scary.
What happened?
Shirley MacLaine's on Larry King Live. Oh, I just flipped the TV on and I saw that.
All right, well, never mind, okay?
Whoa.
Never mind, okay?
Whoa!
Turn it off.
Hold on for a minute. Chris, turn it off. Okay, so, boy, whatever was going on, I just got soft. That's how bad.
All right, man, I got that. She's on Larry King Live. So, so you say, what about masturbation, right?
Yes, sir. I say now to the guy, say, okay, that only leaves one thing, masturbation. He says to me, that's illegal. You're not even allowed to do that. So society has got to see. You can't go around acting like you're putting out when you're really not. And then when the guy wants to use you for the masturbation material, then he's supposed to be going to hell for that. So I'm saying, why does Britney Spears make herself masturbation material when you're not even allowed to do that because it's against the law?
Okay, first of all, kid, I don't know how far I want to go with this conversation. Masturbating is not against the law.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's against God's law.
That may well be. It's not against the law.
It's against God's law.
That may well be. It's not against... You're not going to get arrested, okay?
But I fear the wrath of God more than the wrath of man. And
fine for you. It's all right. So it's against the law of God, all right?
It's against God's law.
I got it!
Listen to you, man. You sound backed up.
I'm trying to answer your questions, okay? That's number one. So I would suggest that that's what you do to take care of that problem. As far as the other stuff goes about masturbation material...
Yeah, why does she make herself into masturbation material?
Because that's her image, okay?
But it's against the law.
It's against God's law, yeah. I guess you're stuck, man. If I were you, I wouldn't look at any pictures of Britney Spears.
See, that's the whole hypocrisy of the Christian encounter group. You can't look at a picture of Britney Spears. So you agree that she's pud-pulling material? Mr. Hendry? Mr. Hendry, you agree that Britney Spears is pud-pulling material, right? Mr. Hendry?
Would you please shut up?
So you agree that she's...
Never mind, okay?
Do you agree or do you not?
I'm not going to comment.
You said she was.
I never said that.
How many women have you slept with?
I'm not going to make any comment on that. I'm not going to answer that question.
One of the reasons why people listen to talk radio is to hear the real feelings of the host. You're not giving them.
I'll give you this feeling, okay? Britney Spears is beautiful. She's also... Is she underage? Oh, she's legal?
Oh, then she is pud-pulling material, huh?
Well, all right.
She's legal now.
Okay. You know, I didn't know.
Yeah, okay. Now we got some big... That's a big thumbs up on that, right, Mr. Hendry?
You know,
Yeah, go ahead.
She's very young, okay?
Oh, God. Well, the point that I'm making is that you shouldn't make yourself into that if you're not going to put out. That's number one. Number two, the whole sexual politics of the Christian Encounter group that I'm in is messed up on account of the fact that they won't let you have sex with but one person, and the people's what you have sex with you got to be married to, and then that you can only have a person be married to another person if the other one died, and that means two people.
And masturbation's against the law.
That's right. So you're backed up till you get married. And if you marry some bag, I mean, if you marry some monster in a bag, friend, you don't know the meaning of pain. It's going to really burn.
All right, R.C., we'll talk a little bit more about your Christian Encounter group here coming back. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. So you can only get married to one person. You can only have sex with someone you're married to. You can only be married to one person. You can maybe marry another person if that other person died, but you can't get a divorce. And if so that means the total of two people in your entire life that you can have sex with, and masturbation's against the law. And why does Britney Spears make herself into pud-pulling material if it's against the law? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins from Chatsworth High is with me. So getting back to what you were talking about, R.C., if in point of fact in your Christian Encounter group they tell you you cannot have sex outside of marriage, so you have to wait for marriage, and that pleasuring yourself is against God's law, what's the answer?
Well, I think the answer is allowing teenage boys and girls to get together and they can be doing masturbation together. Hello?
Yeah, okay. So you think that that kind of mutual thing is the answer, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything. I mean, you sound like you think there's something wrong with it.
I don't know if that's a successful thing, allowing young men and young women to get together on a date in high school, not having sex, but watching each other do that.
Yeah, watching each other do the do. See, here's the thing. God gave it to us. If God didn't want us to do it, then he wouldn't have given us to do it. See what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Well, yes, I do. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's something you know, God gave us poison oak. Am I supposed to go out there and roll around in it?
Well, I think you're mixing oranges and bananas. I mean, I don't think that it's the thing.
If, you know, he gave us, like, poison oak, does that mean we run around out there and roll around in this stuff?
Look, I'll go you one better.
What?
Tyrannosaurus Rex was the most fearsome dinosaur in the history of the world. Tyrannosaurus Rex was large, and it was ferocious. It had one problem, Phil.
What was that?
Had short arms. Tyrannosaurus Rex's arms were very, very short. He didn't survive. Mankind came along, and human beings, we've got long arms. See?
So, well, what has that got to do with us having long... What has that got to do with anything?
If your arms are long enough, you can pleasure yourself. But the Tyrannosaurus Rex got to be extinct on account he had short arms, so he couldn't reach down to his wank.
What are you talking about, a dinosaur playing with himself?
Sure. Look at how short the arms are. And as a result, he...
Dinosaurs are lizards, man. What do they know about it, okay? And
he had short arms, didn't he?
Yes.
Is he around?
No.
Case closed. I really believe... They got a penis, don't they?
Whatever, okay?
Well, I really believe that the reason why the rhinoceros rex isn't around anymore...
is because they had short arms.
They got a penis, they got short arms, they can't get to it, end of species.
And that's why we're still around.
Bingo! Now... moving on to my theory.
Okay, you know something, man? Seriously, man, I think that what you're saying is some stuff that I can't keep getting into with you. And you're going to have to just deal with it, all right? I mean, if you want to buy into what some people say, I don't know what Christianity teaches about sex. I'm not interested, all right? Maybe they say that it's only for marriage. Maybe they don't. Maybe you're the kind of guy that can live with it. Maybe you're not. Sooner or later, you're going to be 18, and you're going to have to make up your own mind about these things. You're 16. You're a junior in high school. I mean, you got a long way to go, dude. Just take this stuff as input. And
ever since I became pubescent, all I can think about is babes. That's all I can think about. Then along comes Britney Spears saying all she's going to do is wait for the man she's going to have sex with, and I can't get no satisfaction. What's up with that?
Britney Spears is just a package, man. She's not even real, all right? As far as you're concerned,
she is too real.
Yeah, she is real, but as far in your life, she's just a poster, man. That's all she's going to be, okay? She's just a box of some Fruit Loops. She's a box of cereal. She's just a package. And she's an advertising package that they're selling to you to drive you ape, so you'll run out and buy that CD. Did you, by the way?
Which one?
Yeah, which one? Did you buy the new Britney Spears CD?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, well, you deserve what you get, man. If you don't like the music on there, then you know what you got. You got a CD that's got a lot of cover stuff on it. I don't know. I haven't heard the whole thing. But for you to say that the reason why Tyrannosaurus Rex is extinct is because his arms were too short to masturbate.
I really think there's something to it.
You really do?
Yes, I do.
Well, it just doesn't. It's not there, man. I'm sorry. It's not happening. It's not there. I don't buy it. It's ridiculous. And
God gave us the ability.
Oh, that doesn't mean that God gave dinosaurs the ability to masturbate, okay?
Well, maybe if he had, they'd still be around. Talk about getting backed up.
I doubt it, man. Look, Christian Encounter Group or no, good luck with your life. But like I said, don't take anybody's word for it.
So what do I do in the meantime, okay? What do I do in the meantime?
I would say that thing that you say is against the law, break the law.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you can do it to, I can't get any, whatever the hell it is from Britney Spears' album, all right? Good luck to you, man.
Oh, God.
Good luck to you, man.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. See you later, babe. Sorry about everything, okay?
I think women that dress like sluts are hypocrites.
That's fine. They probably are. I got to just encourage women who are not going to get married to have sex with anybody until they get married. Don't dress like sluts so you're not bugging you, huh?
Yeah, I appreciate that public service announcement.
Okay, there he goes. He's in a Christian Encounter Group at Chatsworth High School, R.C. Collins. And just to recap, he thinks the dinosaurs are extinct, particularly Tyrannosaurus Rex, because its arms were too short to masturbate. And the fact that we're still around, our arms are long enough. Okay, so good luck to Britney, too, huh? With material like, I can't get no satisfaction. Of course, she's doing better than me. So in other words, we're able to be happy. Tyrannosaurus Rex is not. Here's T-Rex. This really is the Rolling Stones song, isn't it? I'm amazed. What else has she got in here? What you see is what you get? Ain't that an old whatever it is tune? What you see is what you get? Isn't that that dramatic song? Some people are made alive. You know that tune? Not it. Okay, that's the only one on there. Whew. Thank God. I got to bring this home to the eldest boy. He'll want this. He'll need this very soon. He's 14. 1-800-449-8686. Craig says, oh, he needs it first, then he can pass it off to Nick. Great. 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Hendry's show here. Don't forget our website, philhendrie.com. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. You know that ribbon mic that Larry King has sitting in front of him on his show? It doesn't work. He has a lapel mic. If you look, and you can be my guest, he has a lapel mic, which is the one that actually mics the show. And then his guests, they also have lapel mics. He has that big RCA ribbon mic sitting there. It ain't even plugged in. I wonder if he's wearing pants behind that desk. If you think I'm kidding, because you've heard jokes about it, it's true. I mean, I used to work at a radio station right across the parking lot from us with a TV station. The news anchors would come in at night to do the news wearing, you know, like Bermuda shorts, underwear, bathing suits, sandals. And they had on the long dress shirt, the long jacket, and a tie. So just above the desk, you could see it. Now, you try to tell that to your average elderly 11 o'clock news watcher. Bull crap! They don't want to buy it. It's true. Guys are walking in there with their thing hanging out. All right, from the catalog Self-Care Support Guidance Answers. This is what I'm talking about when we're talking about she's, you know, the lady in your life, the mother of your kids, the woman, the women for women, spa, nutrition, fitness kind of magazine. This is the one, man. This magazine here has something called Know Your Baby Before Birth. It's called Deluxe First Sounds Prenatal Listener. Hear your baby's hiccups and heartbeats months before it's born. This monitor with a tape recorder lets family and friends delight in the sounds of new life. Two people can even listen together. You might also record your own heartbeat and replay it to soothe your new baby once he or she is in there. Oh, I mean, once he or she is here. How do we know that soothes them? Maybe it's living hell on earth to have to listen to the sound. You know, they're laying there in a crib and they're trying to sleep and all they can hear is... And don't we already know enough about people's kid before it's born? When you walk into the lunchroom at work and there's someone's sonogram posted up there on a bulletin board and now they're going to be bringing in the sounds of the kid farting while he's still in the womb, the sound of the kid hiccuping while he's still in the womb. There's certain things that I want to remain a mystery, not so much because I think that the things are sacred, but you know what? Good for you. You got a kid. I don't want to hear him farting while he's still inside of you, if you don't mind. Don't bring the tape recorder. Don't play it, Betty. Come on, let's do it, all right? We're having our lunch. Let's hear the kid farting. I sat down to a corned beef sandwich. Why did you do that? How about that? It's my son. Okay. What else we got here? Is that it? Oh, this is good. Fine lines and wrinkles. This is a mask. It looks like the Jason mask from Friday the 13th, and it plugs into like a rheostat. So you put this mask on. And it's being endorsed by Linda Evans, fine-looking woman. But I dare say she isn't beautiful because she was wearing Jason's hockey mask. It's Jason's hockey mask plugged into a little rheostat, and perhaps it vaporizes. Created by a chiropractic acupuncture nutrition specialist, the system delivers light electrical impulses to 12 facial zones that exercise muscles under the skin. So, in other words, you're electrocuting your face, causing them to tighten and tone. Use the system 3 to 4 days a week for 90 days. Most people see changes after 30 days, and they don't like what they see. Includes facial toning mask, control box, connecting cable, 9V battery, enriching tanning gel, and video. The skincare luxury box includes retinol evening recovery formula, body scrub, body moisturizer, eye toner, facial moisturizer, rear end lifter, vitamin C serum, facial cleanse, ass cleanse, you got it. You buy the Rejuvenate for $99, you get the whole thing. But basically, you're putting on a hockey mask while you electrocute your face. When you take it off, oh boy, are you going to be sorry. That's like that Twilight Zone when a guy took the mask off and his face looked like the mask. In other words, it wasn't looking too good. Now, where is this thing here? I can't remember where I put it, but there was one other item. See, all of these things, these skin-toning devices and stuff that I could have gotten my wife for Mother's Day. Instead, I got her a cocktail shaker. I got a martini shaker that doesn't work. It doesn't open up. Everything I got that lady for Mother's Day had to be taken back because it was garbage. And I really don't want to tell you where I bought it either. Because if I tell you where I bought it, then it's going to remind me of going into that store and I'm going to get angry about another enterprising fine American corporation that'll probably cancel their advertising someplace. So forget that I even went into the store, okay? God, but it's one of those stores with two names, with an and in between. Like blank and blank, and you go in and there's pots and there's crap. What did I bought this martini? You know the one I'm talking about. Well, there's actually three or four of them. I ain't saying which. So I go into this place, and I said, well, she likes martinis. I go get this really nice martini shaker. I can't get the lid off. I get the top off this thing. The money you spend for this crap. Plus, it was a floor model. Oh, well. All right, I'll tell you. It was Crate and Barrel. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't. No, Crate and Barrel's good. It was the other one. The one where you get all the catalogs, and they come to your house, and, you know, Barstool, all this stuff that you can buy. Went in there and got this thing. Can't even get the lid off. Then what else did we get her? Talking picture frame. It's all crap, baby. I'm so sorry. I could have gotten you something really cool out of this thing here, this magazine here. Silent snoring at the source. Proven 97% effective at reducing snoring in thousands of cases. This throat spray is vitamin-enriched and contains peppermint oil for fresh morning breath. No artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. 2-ounce spray bottle. Snorens. Gotta have that. Because last night, man... Last night, the Swede came over, and so we invited over another friend of my wife. So, okay, so we had boy, girl. And the Swede comes over, and I said to my wife, I said, I hope that we're not making a late night of it tonight, honey, because, you know, I get this pinched nerve in my neck. I want to kind of go up, grab a bath, and go to bed. Oh, no, no, baby, you go to sleep, okay? It'll be real late night. I mean, it'll be really early evening, and everybody will be out of here. 3 a.m., I wake up. Nobody's there. I go downstairs. These guys are still shooting pool. And at, like, 2:30, I could hear, yeah, man, all right. Oh, yeah. 2:30 in the morning. I go down there, man. The Swede's still there. Oh, they're smoking cigars, drinking martinis. It's a Tuesday night. Everybody's having a ball. And I'm going, what in the hell are you doing? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. So I don't want to talk out of school, but let's just say everybody spent the night. Actually, it was very chaste. Everyone was sleeping on a couch, you know. Look, I prefer that. I prefer everybody come to my house than me go someplace else, okay? It doesn't bother me. I wake up, people are sleeping on the floor. At least I know where everybody is, okay? But on a Wednesday night or Tuesday night? Come on. Man, I got 2:30. These guys are rip-roaring, going ape. She says it's going to be a real early night. I swear everybody's leaving about 10:30. Well, I'm going to go up and hit the sack. Yeah, you go right ahead. You do that. 2:30, there's music pumping out, man. The neighbors are screaming. Cop cars out in the street. Everybody rocking and rolling. The child nebulizer that's as fun as it is effective. Now, you tell me what a child nebulizer is, man, and you win the prize. Makes your child's respiratory treatment less frightening with a nebulizer mask that makes taking medicine more like enjoying a favorite doll or stuffed toy. With a soft, comfortable fit and front-load design to minimize aerosol waste, works perfectly with the paranebulizer. Okay. Something for a poor kid that's got some kind of a chest problem. But when you say child nebulizer, I was going to buy it. I thought it was something that got rid of kids. You know, you're going to have to come up with some different name for this thing, man. It was like kid vaporizer, you know what I mean? Child disintegrator. The new child nebulizer. Once you see him, now you don't. New from Hasbro. You just aim it in a room there. There were four kids watching TV. Now, magically, they're gone. Not that you want to kill them or anything, but maybe you can put them into a little vial and keep them in your pocket for the weekend. Then, boom, they reappear on Monday morning and kick them out the door for the school, right? The whole weekend, man, all they are just like they're vapor in a jar. That's what I call fun. Kid nebulizer. You know, when you need them for stuff, like, I don't know, grab a newspaper, help you at work, parade them out in front of your friends so you look like a big shot because your kids are getting straight A's in school, that kind of thing. Child nebulizer. Add water. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here. I still can't get over this whole phenomenon running around the country of recording people without them knowing it and then putting them on the radio. Oh, and then telling them later, oh, you know, we did that thing, you know. I get so freaking tired sometimes of having to deal with attorneys and people telling me that I can't do this and I can't do that. Everybody else is getting away with murder. Oh, well, I guess it's my cross to bear. I guess we're so freaking effective at what we do. You know, we got them on the run, huh? But I hear all these guys, man, I'm telling you, if I hear one out call, I hear a million of them calling up a guy. Hi, is this Jack Nicholson? This is the morning show over here at KASS. And the guy didn't know he's on the radio. And you know what? That's against the law. I told you it's against the law. If you care at all about me and you're a lawyer, go and prosecute some of these people. Leave me alone. Jeez. This is part of what comes with being as good as I am. Is that? Oh, thank you. I feel so much better about that. I'm going to go light a few candles in front of our Lady of Lourdes. As good as you are, Phil, you know, you're going to have to just suck it up, man. You can't do half the crap you do. You're that good. It's illegal. Phil Hendry, so good, it's illegal. So good at what he does, we've had to sue him. That's not, okay, never mind. It's not really funny. Phil Hendry's so good at what he does that some people think it ought to be illegal. There. Anyway, we got some very special things coming up for you next week. I also want to mention the fact that this coming summer we're going to be having a few promotions that we're mounting, and I think we have also a chili cook-off that we're supposed to be going to here in a couple of weeks. Am I right or wrong? In the Los Angeles area, we're going to be doing a chili cook-off in June 17th. Locally in Los Angeles, we'll be doing it. So there, that'll be my first personal appearance, really, since this show went national in Afternoon Drive and in the early evening hours on the East Coast. And for those of you carrying a tape delayed, you know, 11 o'clock, like in Orlando, where they carry us between 11 and 1 every night. I understand Chicago doing that. Why does Orlando get that privilege? Is that a good question? I understand Chicago carrying us 11 to 1. Why does Orlando, Florida get that privilege? Here is my promise to you, that Orlando better be running me live inside of 60 days, or we'll pull it off of that station in Orlando. There you go. How about that? We'll put it on another station in Tampa. Put it on three or four stations in Tampa, one in Daytona, whatever. Because as much as I love the great people of Orlando, Florida, of course, I started my radio career down there. You're running this thing live after 60 days, or not at all. The clock is ticking. Chicago gets the run at tape delay. Orlando don't. Anything below number 10 on the market size, you're running the sucker live, or I know the reason why. 9:52 p.m. in 60 days. You better have me on live. I don't know what the number 9:52 represents. I honestly don't. My producer wrote that, but I can assure you, I ain't doing this for my health. This ain't no Jim Bohannon show, you know. You ain't running this whenever you feel like you want to run it. This is not some fill-in gig, baby. This is the show that runs live, if any of them runs live. So 60 days in Orlando, the sucker is live. Now you move whoever you got to move around. You shuffle the lineup. You do whatever dance you got to do. Otherwise, we'll find another radio station. You know what? I understand that there's a few of them down there that, really, they ain't that good? Okay, well, we still want to be live on a station in Orlando. In fact, make that 30 days. 30 days live in Orlando. You know, I cut my teeth down there on radio stations like WDIZ and WORJ and WKIS. I left more blood and sweat in the field down in that town, and now these cats are running me tape delay because it's like they got better things to do. Make that, in fact, forget about the 60 days and the 30 days. Make that 30 minutes. In 30 minutes, this show had better be live, or somebody's going to die. We spent a good part of this afternoon and early evening hours dying. Now somebody else is going to die. Make that 30. Well, we won't be on in 30 minutes. Forget about it. In 2 minutes, you cats had better be running. He smiles, towering in shiny metallic purple armor. 2 minutes. Queen jealousy envy waits behind him. Her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground.
Phil Hendry.
Giving waters take up for granted. You got 2 minutes. They quietly understand. Once happy turquoise armies lay opposite ready, but wonder why the fight is on. But they're all bonus love.
but any flashes, trophies of war, and ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of daring, but very unsteady for the first go round.
Yeah.
My yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say it's frightened like me. And all of these emotions of mine keep tolling me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But I'm a...
Oh, that's too much.
Just as the answer is, he knows everything.
Pepper come in a can.